If you didn't understand anything from last week's restart, or perhaps this one, do not be sad at all. For Albert Einstein also declared, "I understand nothing of restart," and died in his ignorance. At the very least, you are listening to this program, a program you heard billions of years ago. Out of billions of Hosseinis, you have chosen me now so that I may perform this program for you for another billions of years. Perhaps billions of years from billions of years later, you will finally understand it. Welcome to quantum physics. Welcome to a particle of the Sufism material realm. Welcome to the number pi. Whoever does not understand restart simply does not understand. Welcome to the 114th episode of Restart. A very warm welcome to program 114 of Restart. Many had asked regarding the rise of the Empire of Cyrus program. Do you mean that all forms of government exist within the human body? They exactly exist, my dear. The only thing that has not existed in the universe, that is, a government that hasn't truly manifested, was aristocracy. It occurred once during the time of Cyrus, and a bit during the time of Shah Ismail, the first of the Safavids. Before Cyrus, there were a few others who practiced it, but aristocracy means the rule of the spirit, intellect, and soul over the body. This has happened very rarely until now. If the empire of Sufism, the empire of Cyrus the Great, is to emerge in Iran, and it will, then things change a bit. See, ignorance exists in the human body, and it is called dictatorship. This dictatorship of ignorance can have 500 modes. The ignorance of a dictatorship in a country like North Korea is not religious, but some countries are religious. That is, when you become an infidel, a veil falls over your eyes. In the words of religions, you become a religious dictator. So dictatorship means lack of understanding. It means idiomatic ignorance. It means ignorance. It means grandiosity. When you don't understand, when you don't understand religion, it becomes a religious dictatorship in the body. You think because you have a headscarf on, you understand, and those who don't understand, or vice versa. It makes no difference. Now, if this dictatorship is for the sake of power and status, then it becomes other types. Democracy means the mouth that the world must feed to stay alive, that is democracy. But secularism means good thoughts. Thus, one of the branches of aristocracy is the spirit, which is currently at your service. Everything in the world has another version. When you become furious and angry, your army, navy, and air force rule over you. Then it is called a government of military coups. Every time a state arises within you, the type of government in your body changes. Thus, we have billions upon billions of types of government that humanity does not yet know, and in Restart, we are describing these types of government using the body, so you may know that Restart is a miracle of the last 700 years. What did we suggest to you? Aristocracy means the rule of intellect, spirit, and soul over the body, meaning over your country. Now, if you can do this in your body and your country, when you get angry, you won't let a military government arise within you, causing your anger to commit massacres and many other things. And this isn't something that happens simply. You must find the separation of the legislative, judicial, and executive powers in your body to tell them apart. For this reason, when it's to your detriment and you're about to lose your money because of an oath in court, there is a legislative power that tells your body's judicial power. Even if it's to your own loss, go testify. Your money goes, but you remain human, meaning you observe aristocracy. This is where Plato, Rumi, Sa'di, and Hafez say, "Sir, only aristocracy, only the empire of Sufism and mysticism, and this is a blessing. Don't take counsel from my words or take offense." But if such a thing is to happen, meaning go enjoy yourself, it's because you reached this level of consciousness in the universe during this era. I don't want to open this up further. It will open up gradually in the programs. If you listen to Restart from Program 1, you will now understand the arrangement that was made for you to understand Program 100. From Program 100 until now, all of life has transformed, and the poems of the Gnostics and people of Sufism moved from layer one to layer two, meaning the second dimension of the poems is opening up gradually. From program 200 to 300, another dimension will open, and all your mental structures will collapse again, and something else will be discovered. In quantum physics, all scientists prostrate to the restart of quantum physics. They simply prostrate and say, "We don't understand." This is the most beautiful word they should use. What is the difference with classical physics? Does quantum say something physics doesn't? The science of physics, the empirical science you use, is trial and error. You repeat a subject several times to get a result. You swing a pendulum several times to gradually find the value of gravitational acceleration. But in quantum, every time you swing this pendulum, the subject becomes different. Meaning what? You swing the first pendulum, it says 9.8, the second says 655 billion. The third says gravity doesn't exist at all. I'm trying to slowly open this subject a little bit. Look, overall, a photon means an atom, an electron, the fundamental things these scientists talk about. It's divided into two parts. Classical physics, which is what Newton says. Newtonian physics says the universe is built. There is Earth and the Sun. It rotates. If you move an object, it moves like this. It becomes like that, and so on. But quantum physics says there is no Earth, there is no Sun. You don't feel any heat. In Newtonian classical physics, we can conclude the Earth is round, but in quantum physics, the Earth is flat, my dear. This is the truth. A round Earth doesn't exist at all. Overall, the Earth is flat, and the scale of this Earth is very different from the Earth you see. This lie of the Earth being round was passed on by the first astronaut who was ignorant. He transmitted his ignorance, and we accepted that the Earth is round. In Newtonian physics, the Sun is fixed and the Earth revolves around it, but in quantum physics, everything revolves around the Earth. My dear, everything that exists changes. That was when scientists. The word light is important. Pay attention. Allahu Nur as-Samawati wal-Ard, meaning Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. All Muslims have heard this. It means Allah, that is the complete human, is the light of the heavens and the earth. And remember, this light is in the material realm, which I explained. The material, the angelic, and power are different. And all three of these realms exist in the complete human. Allah, the complete human, is the light of the heavens and the earth. And not who, because this light has mass. The light in the universe has mass. What are they saying? When you go deep into the atom, a perspective arises in the photon of light. When you divide light, divide me, you reach the atom, the electron, the nucleus, the quark, the smallest things that exist. But when you divide light, it gets bigger instead of getting smaller. That is the secret. What does it mean? I gave a small explanation. When you throw a photon of light, if you make two holes, two photons are produced. You let one photon go and two come out of two holes simultaneously. But if you make billions of holes, interestingly, this one photon you release produces billions of photons. They pass through billions of holes, and on the other side, they hit each other, meaning they exist. To understand, it's as if I want to fire a bullet and I only have one bullet. I create billions of holes and fire this bullet. Billions of bullets are produced. They pass through all holes behind this wall simultaneously, and billions of people die from this one bullet. Maybe more, because they interfere. You release one bullet, a billion bullets, we don't know why it is, but they hit each other and exist. To understand what this means, let me give a simple example. Imagine your father is billions upon billions of photons. Your father exists in every moment, in every place, at the rate of billions upon billions of fathers. But the moment you see your father manifests, Unfortunately, he's your father. That's why I told you a secret no one in the world has said yet, which I discovered from the works of the people of Sufism and mysticism. The child produces the parents, not the parents, the child. What does the photon say? There are two movements in the photon that scientists have reached, but there are three movements. We will reveal the third after program 200. The two movements scientists mention are particle and wave. Don't bother thinking about what a particle or wave means. Just know that when light moves as a wave, one photon produces a wave in such a way that it can pass through 50 billion holes. But the secret isn't there. The secret I want to tell you is this. The particle of light is a wave as long as it isn't seen. When you see it, it becomes a particle. Meaning what? I fire a bullet from a gun, I make billions of holes, billions of people are standing behind them. This one bullet turns into billions of bullets, passes through billions of holes, and nobody dies. But the person whose eyes are open and sees this bullet, unfortunately, they alone die. Because they see the bullet and the bullet manifests. Before that, its existence is in the true realm. When they see it, it becomes virtual. I'll explain in layman's terms so we understand. Scientists say the Earth, the Big Bang happened, and then humans came through worms. I want to blow Darwin's theory out of the sky with the simplicity of quantum. They say humans came into being when they started evolving. Their argument is that the universe is expanding. A Big Bang happened, the universe grew, progressed, the Sun, Moon, and Milky Way were formed, and on Earth, through worms and oxygen, eventually humans. But quantum physics says if humans aren't created, nothing is created, because humans must see for anything to manifest. Quantum physics says first the human was made, then the Big Bang happened. That's why Mr. Albert Einstein says, I'd rather die in ignorance than believe that who, meaning God, is playing board games and throwing dice with humanity. So when was the moon created? If humans weren't created on Earth, the moon would have gone away for billions of years. But the first human created on Earth saw the moon, and the moon manifested. I'm explaining it much more simply. So in the universe, quantum says everything that is exists, but it exists when humans see it. What does it mean? It means when Hosseini is born on Earth, when he looks up, every star he sees is manifested. When he rides a shuttle and goes into the universe, the further he goes, whatever he sees, that manifests. Do you know what that means? It means no matter how far we go, there is more. That's why scientists say, we think there are 200 billion stars in the Milky Way. Then 2 weeks later, they say, no, we think there are several trillion stars. They think some neutron star exists, but they don't know why billions upon billions have been added since last night. In quantum physics, you must see. Let's review from the first program of Restart and explain creation for you again from the beginning. When I am making a chair, the chair is an entity that has electrons and a nucleus. When we cut wood and make it, because I visualize this chair in my mind, this chair manifests, and because I am the first person to invent this shape, everyone sees my invention. If the person making this table was thinking of something else, the invention would have changed completely. Rumi says, the universe was not and I was. Adam was not and I was. I am the creator of the names. Ilya, son of Imran, in his Khutbat al-Bayan, which is constantly being censored, interestingly, just as you can't find the universe was not and I was on the internet. You have to go find it. If the Sufis weren't there, you wouldn't have this poem. It says in Khutbat al-Bayan, prayer is me, fasting is me, the Qums tax is me, the Shibla is me, the Kaaba is me. I created the earth, I created the heavens, I created the universe, I created Adam as well, I created heaven, I created hell too. If I don't want it, no one enters heaven. If I don't want it, no one enters hell. We go to Jesus and see exactly the same. He says, the only way to salvation is me. I am the right path. I am the straight path. I am the creator. I forgive. That's why real Christians believe Jesus will surely forgive them. Jesus is one bead of this massive rosary. Now, why must there be a complete human? That's why I told you the complete human is a matter of science, not literacy. In quantum and classical physics, the issue is that when quantum arrived, classical was eliminated. What I can officially tell you now is that for 70 years, all scientists have known how the world exists, and they are killing each other. It's very funny, and they don't tell anyone. Why? Number one, they truly don't understand it enough to say it. Number two, if they say even a little bit of it, everything for the people will change, and they can no longer be governed. Number three, if there is no human, there is nothing. The creator of the entire world is the human. That's why 15 programs ago I told you, what did I say? I said that as long as God, meaning who, existed, Allah also existed. No one was there except who, Ilya, meaning his spirit, and Allah. So, how old is humanity? Mr. Hosseini, some say about 60,000 years. Some say we are from monkeys, 2 million years. It's billions upon billions of years. There is no year in it. The first day God was, the human was. Because for who to see everything in the world, he must create a human so the human can see it and it can manifest. This is called to turn upside down. So all Sufis can perform to turn upside down. They say be, and it is. Let alone the complete human. Let's review the story again so we don't get confused. When God created man, as explained in religions, it says Satan did not prostrate and the angels saw this scene. Why did they see it? Because when man was created, God said, I created man and breathed into him, meaning he became alive, then Satan did not prostrate. The deep question is here. The important secret of Satan is behind the veil again in another cycle of nothingness. Remember the word nothing for me to tell you. It's very important. So God created man and breathed into him. The deep question is, was Satan living among those angels? Yes. Then why didn't the angels realize that Satan was not one of them? That Satan is arrogant or has pride or is a deceptive creature? Do you know why? Because angels simply cannot understand this. Why? Because only a human can see. And the wave of light, the wave-like motion of light, turned into a particle. And for this reason, the story starts like this. The creatures were together. The angels lived. No one could recognize Satan because there was no human. God created man, breathed into him. He became alive and told everyone to prostrate. Now, because man saw everyone, Satan's nature was exposed. He didn't prostrate, and the angels realized that Satan wouldn't prostrate, so there's a worm in him. They asked him, why don't you prostrate? And he said, because I am higher. The words higher, pride, and arrogance came into existence after the creation of man. The secret is that if Adam hadn't been created, the word arrogance would never have been seen, and never in billions of years would the wave motion of Satan have turned into a particle. So when was Satan created? When Adam saw him, meaning this wave-like quantum motion turned into a particle and Satan was seen. Poor Satan was exposed because he didn't know that whatever man sees becomes. The angels took shape. This time, as soon as he saw Satan, Satan was created. So who created Satan? The human. And Satan started playing tricks. Who fooled the human? The Satan that the human created, meaning he manifested, and the human was fooled by his own creation. Do you understand what this means? The human created democracy, formed government, and the rulers are raping your wife and children. The human created our president from a few years ago, and for 12 years, 8 years, you were miserable. The human created money. Now for taking and giving money, theft is created. Then man came to earth. That's why they say the heavens and the earth, meaning one earth. Why can't there be two earths? Two humans in our universe? Pay attention, in this bubble of ours. Because if there can be two gods, there can be two humans. Because when a human on earth looks at the sky, the moon manifests. Whatever he progresses into manifests. If there were two humans, two things would manifest, and the universe would be destroyed. Because if two kings cannot fit in one climate, it's a reason why there cannot be two gods, two who? Because if there were two who, each would give their own command. So there is one who, so there is only one complete human in the universe, so there is only one Earth in our universe with humans on it. Humans came to Earth, religion set up shop. Meaning, after the life of Noah, the rest of the governments, hand in hand with religions, started producing religion. Religions became a shop to scare people, my dear. They created a word called hell, a hell that didn't exist until then. And because the human thought of hell, hell manifested. Now we have to work our asses off for several thousand billion years to destroy this hell you produced. Question. Is there hell now? Yes, because you thought of it. You are the inventor of hell. The day Cain killed Abel, dying was discovered and death arrived. Before that, there was no death. Because when Cain killed Abel, fear arose in him and he said he died and he truly died. And if he had said he will wake up, he would have woken up. That's why Albert Einstein says, I never want to think when I look at the moon and then look down that the moon isn't in its place. Because Albert Einstein knew that when you close your eyes in sleep, there is no moon. And when you wake up, you see the moon. Your world is completely virtual. You don't feel any heat. This program was broadcast billions of years ago, and I was there then, and you were there, and you heard it. This is a shocking reminder. Your brain's hypothalamus, your hard drive, is shaking in the restart program after 700 years. So if the people of Iran said on the first day that 51% would hear restart, the intellect in society would shake so much that the sorcerer's spell would break. You believe the sorcerer's spell, you believe he won't change. So your way of salvation is broadcasting restart and listening to this antivirus that kills infidels called viruses. It performs a massacre in your body, so you find belief that aristocracy must come. And the empire of Sufism is your future empire of Iran. Every word I've said is quantum physics. It's not lack of literacy, it's the very literacy you love. True, it's not science in the academic sense, because science is only in the hands of the Sufis. Another secret in quantum messes everything up. In quantum, just causality is eliminated, meaning the story of religions goes up in smoke. Do you know what causality means? They say the Earth revolves around the Sun because centrifugal force rotates it and keeps it from being flung out. And electromagnetism and many other things exist in the world, forces that preserve it. They say we eat apples because we plant apples. They ask, what is the cause of eating an apple in the future from this tree? It's planting the seed in the ground. But quantum physics comes and says it's not like that at all. Quantum physics, for the first time, introduced the philosophy of mysticism and Sufism, which is the true philosophy, into science and declared two things to the world. Number one, the more literate you are, the stupider you are. Number two, the further you go, the less you understand. Number three, don't move, sit in your place and listen. The soul must come. Love was something to be arrived at, not learned. Number three again, everything is produced from nothingness in quantum. Meaning nothing produces the universe, nothing produces good and evil. That's why we guided you to the campaign of nothing to wake up at 9:30, even if you sleep at night, wake up and sit for 1 minute and think that the empire of Sufism will come and see us in Iran. You saw the world and all you saw is nothing slash, and that which you said and heard is nothing slash. You ran across the horizons, it is nothing slash, and that which you crawled into your house for is nothing. Mr. Hawking translates this word nothing as not anything, but all scientists know he is lying. This nothing has everything in it. So quantum has also blown cause and effect out of the sky. So we review again. Man was created from nothing, heaven and hell from nothing, food from nothing, drink from nothing, clothing from nothing. There is a game called Age of Empires that teaches you mysticism and Sufism in 1 second. When you start the game, there's only a little light in it. The world is dark, dark, and there's one man in it. Everywhere this man goes, it lights up, and he sees, oh, there's a pier there. Why is there a pier? Because when he sees it, it is there, meaning it exists, and he builds it. Now, why don't scientists want to say this? Because then Rumi, Sufism, Mysticism, Saadi, Hafez, Plato, Socrates, Bayazid Bastami, Sheikh Karagani, and these people become prominent, and the world says, oh my God, we should just sit and listen to Restart before eating food. And it is exactly just that. It's all nothing. They cast the lot of fate in the name of you, the madman. And they all said it. All the Gnostics and people of Sufism said it. Sir, everything is produced from nothing. Man is produced from nothing. Not Ilya. This is a very important point. This secret itself is important. Because Ilya is in the third state of light. Meaning what? Wave, particle, and something else. So the world is divided into three parts. The material realm, which is the body of the complete human. Reason. Every creature in the universe is within you as a human. You created the wolf because there is a wolf in you. You see that some people are like wolves regarding material things. They have $10 million. They want to make it $500 billion. They don't even eat any of it. They have 10,000 houses but sleep in one room, yet they want them all. That is a wolf. A wolf that attacks a herd kills 500 sheep, but the poor thing eats no more than one. The dog is in you. The donkey is in you. The cow is in you. All particles of the world, in secret, speak with you day and night. We are hearing, we are seeing, and we are joyful to you, the uninitiated. We are silent. Everything is in you. Who created everything after you, but after you, not the material. So who is Adam? Adam is the particle of your material. Ilya is an entity that is only in the complete human one after another. Now, why are complete humans one after another? What happens if it's cut off? If the imagination of the complete human is cut off, the earth goes away. So either Shams Court, meaning when the sun is folded up, meaning the day the complete human leaves, what do you see? We see mountains becoming like wool, the earth becoming flat, The truth is, the earth is flat anyway. You see a mountain for yourself, you're happy seeing a mountain. These aren't stories. The story is that you're eating food. Don't joke with me suddenly. The story is that you watch TV. The story that you have a mom, my dear. This isn't a story. This is quantum, my dear. All the scientists prostrated, all the scientists you accept who in Sufism are jokes, they aren't important people. One or two of them who have a relationship with Sufism, like Mendeleev and many others, are valuable. The rest like to do their work, but they aren't that literate. The guy is in physics and understands nothing of chemistry. For example, Albert Einstein doesn't understand what math means at all. Tell him 9 times 16, he gets confused and bangs his head against the wall. Don't joke. When you talk about a Sufi, just lower your head and prostrate. Let's read Rumi's poem again. O lovers, I am the lover of the one. It's a joke, hey hey. O lovers, meaning O restart followers. O believers, those who found the complete human. I am the lover of the one. It is I who worship the one. What does my love strike upon my head? I am overwhelmed and mad. I am the lover of the one. I am overwhelmed and mad. I am here, I am there, I am both below and above. Remember Rumi's poem? We are from above and to the above. We go, we are from the placeless and to the placeless we go. Nothing, placeless. These are all just starting to gain meaning in the poems now. So Mr. Khayyam, dear Sufi, Rumi explained nothing. Hafez and Saadi explained it. Last night I saw that angels knocked at the tavern door, They kneaded the clay of Adam and cast it into the chalice. Hafez says, I saw the angels knock at the tavern door. They kneaded the clay of Adam and cast it into the chalice. He saw it. The universe was not, and I was. Adam was not, and I was. I was that light of unity. I am both Kedar and Ilya. Rumi says, I am both Kedar and Ilya. I am Moses. I am Jesus. Jesus is his mom's husband, his mom's dad, her child, and himself. Why was he born? Mr. Hosseini, can we ask? Exactly when the children of the world wanted to choose her, Mr. Jesus, who was her husband, in reality, billions upon billions of Jesuses were produced from the holes, like that bullet we throw. At the moment he saw Mary, Jesus manifested. For this reason, Jesus never spoke in the cradle. If they say he spoke in the cradle, Mary spoke, not Jesus, meaning Mary's telepathy spoke. This is also a simple event. A Sufi right now can make it so that you are in the room. No, forget you and me. The table speaks to you. For a sign, read your own Quran. The fire says to Moses, I am your God. That fire's tongue is from the complete human. For that very reason, Moses is the disciple of Shu'aib, meaning the fire speaks to him by Shu'aib's command. All commands are in his hand. Restart is a staff that was let go and it became a miracle. Everyone who listens to this program becomes its fuel. Whether you want to or not, it's not up to you. It's an antivirus, my dear. Just by listening, you are destroyed, meaning you went toward who? Go enjoy it. Why? Because this program isn't mine. It belongs to the beautiful one. It has nothing to do with me. I am a nobody in it, and I've said this 1,000 times, and no one listens. The universe was not, and I was. Adam was not, and I was. I was that light of unity. I am both Kedar and Ilya. The universe was enlightened by me. Adam was pictured by me. So what happened to Adam? Pictured means Adam was imaged. So Adam is what they call an entity, a shuttle, a body. This prophet Adam, they call the body, which is the material realm, Adam, meaning the light currently in the universe is the light of the material realm, meaning it is the photon of the material realm. The photon of the angelic realm is different. Scientists have now understood that the photon of the realm of light is particle wave, wave particle, particle wave. Everything collapsed. Literacy went up in smoke. Physics went up in smoke. Basically, scientists don't even accept physics anymore. Whatever physics existed from the time of quantum and before is all obsolete and finished. You get in a car and go toward Mashhad, by God, you're going for nothing. You get in a car to go to Mashhad, you arrive in 10 hours. By train, you arrive in 10 hours. By plane, you arrive in 1 hour. If I build a quantum plane and you board it, you won't arrive at Mashhad. The distance from Tehran to Mashhad is 25 billion, 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 billion miles. And the further you go, Mashhad also goes away. Everything you're thinking is wrong, my dear, except restart, which is speaking the truth. Because only quantum speaks the truth, my dear. This is called infinity. That's why 20 years ago on Iranian TV, we asked those Math Olympiad kids, what does it mean that this number pi has no end? And they had no answer. Not them. Albert Einstein also said, yeah, we don't understand Sainte, and died. Other scientists are the same. And I'll tell you something very bad to say. One of these scientists says Rumi's words, I don't want to bring up his name because he has a Sufi outlook anyway. Whoever tells you that they understood quantum physics, whoever tells you I understood quantum physics, boy, punch them in the mouth. It means they haven't understood. Whoever says I'm quantum, and that's just the photon particle in the material realm, not the angelic. The complete human contains the angelic, the material, and the power. So how did Attar travel 70,000 worlds? On foot? Muhammad's ascension with a body is a joke. It's a joke. All Sufis go. They made a big deal out of this, so you wouldn't understand. You can go too. meaning when you become a restarter, they tell you a secret. By saying this secret and the movements they tell you, they teach you things, and then you gain the focus for the matrix to open for you. The photon transforms from particle to wave and wave to particle. Your state completely exits. With this very body, you will live billions of years ago and billions of years later. You will no longer die. You will no longer die. The secret is knowing the complete human. Anywhere you have money is a trash can, except for the complete human. Any good deed you did is up in the air, except for the complete human. Prayer without his permission does not exist, because you must understand this within him. I am the scholar. I am the virtuous. I am the judge of judges. I am the lover and the mad. I am the beautiful beloved in the place and placeless. I am hidden and I am manifest. Rumi says this, do you know what hidden and manifest means? Last week, I explained that when this wave event turns into a particle, in that package, as long as you don't see it, meaning the witness, Dondo, the one who observes, doesn't see it. The cat is in two states, both dead and alive. It both is and is not. Meaning if my eye... Unfortunately, they created your eye such that light must hit the retina for you to see something. But if the light of the complete human is seen, all of this is set aside. And for this reason, the very attractive story of Abu Dhar and Salman is worth hearing again. Among the Iranians, 1400 years ago, Salman explained quantum. He was walking with Muhammad, son of Abdullah, saw something and returned to Abu Dhar's house. Everyone has heard this story. Abu Dhar asked, what is it? He said, sir, I went and saw that Muhammad has no shadow. When he has no shadow, it means this man is so in quantum that the sunlight isn't seen in him enough to cast a shadow. Abu Dhar said, are you joking? Why are you mocking? Why are you being superstitious? Why are you doing something to lower the value of Muhammad, son of Abdullah? Didn't Muhammad say, Ana basharun muthalkum, meaning I am a human like you? Salman said, man, he's lying, he's playing us, he's joking. Into the material realm, he says, I am a human like you. Abu Dhar said, don't joke, don't talk about this nonsense. Salman said, let's go tomorrow and I'll show you. Tomorrow they went, and Salman said, see, you and I have shadows, he doesn't. Abu Dhar said, sir, I am seeing his shadow, are you mocking me? Muhammad said, what's going on? Salman said, my lord, he says you... Of course, they didn't say it there. Later, Abu Dhar went to Muhammad's house and said, what happened? Muhammad said, are you upset? Abu Dhar said, man, I say we shouldn't be this imaginary. He's talking quantum. He's joking. I see your shadow. He says you don't have a shadow. Then I tell him, don't say these things. People's opinions will change. Don't do this. Muhammad, son of Abdullah, tells Abu Dhar, you are right, you are correct. Bravo, bravo. This Iranian has just come here and thinks some things. He's delusional. It's okay. Don't be upset. Go. Abu Dhar leaves. Immediately, Muhammad, son of Abdullah, says, bring Salman. Salman comes and says, at your service, my lord. Muhammad says, sir, what did you go and tell him? Salman said, I said whatever I saw. Muhammad said, man, quantum is supposed to come 1400 years later. Are you joking with yourself? Are you full of yourself? Salman said, but I saw you have no shadow. Muhammad said, now that you've seen it, must you say it? If this Abu Dhar understands the things you say, he will die in infidelity. Damn, you don't say it, man, don't say it. This shows that even when you see the complete human, Attar sees something and Rumi sees something that Saadi truly does not see, Hafez does not see. They shouldn't tell each other. This is the explanation. Now, the Zoroastrians have a problem with Salman because he was the high priest. Anyway, we have nothing to do with that. These are stories. See, this is a story, my dear. It's a story like the story of Adam and Eve. It's a story so you understand the subject. But the poems that the people of Sufism and mysticism spoke, and these words where they explained nothing and everything, at least prove to you that 700 years ago, you don't even need to go back billions of years. Know that time is an invention of man. Time is the next dimension called invention. Time is the invention of man, and you are stuck inside your own invention. So who created hell? The first shops of religiosity. They scared the people and said hell exists, and because the people were afraid, hell manifested. And rest assured, they will stuff you and me into hell because it exists now. In the next program, I will explain what benefit the presence of the complete human in the world and the progress of this matter has. When you say good thoughts, it means bad thoughts also exist, so evil exists. And for this reason, the distance from 9 billion to 9 billion and 1 is 1. And the distance from 1 to 2 is also 1. But what a difference between the two. Because we are from above, and to the above we go, we are from the sea. And to the sea we go, we are from the placeless, and to the placeless we go. Thank you for listening to this program. Farewell.